Washe, Ranjegi, Maneke,
Mbongo, Tino Kulongwa, Omanja, Rafia, Titano, Oka, Touche, Pye, Mepano, Amushata, Magaline, Ano.
Yeah, it's not now, but I know that by next year yeah. Or next off, because it's not our plan. Because that Imam Bartoda has certain word to break, you know. I'm just. Just let me go take a hair. You know, I'm picturing it's like when I came on earth, I can let Kalen Kako, for Zanji.
So you think all of us we just put here, each of us has a thing.
Yeah, has a thing to do. Yeah, when you do your thing, then you get it. When you hit the nail on the head,
yeah,
then he takes you off.
Right now as well, like, are you deciding, because there's a different kind of music that you want to do, have you decided to stop working with certain people that you worked with like before, you know, because of the differences that you have?
Yeah,
it's a spiritual connection.
Up until now, it's like I went to the people that I was working with. You
yeah, know? Yeah.
When they and I can work with them. You know, I can really like work with them. But there's just something that's making me not to go there.
Yeah.
You know, person. I think from one point I'm looking at it, somebody gonna go like.
Yeah, no, me, I made you.
Yeah.
You know?
But isn't talent just talent? You understand if this guy has something specific that you admire. I mean, his talent, you know?
Yeah.
Despite the fact that you guys don't have the same spirit.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, when it comes to let me say, like in a God life, yeah? It's like ego, pride, selfish, and all of it. Dies totally. Everything, let me say, everything that I do, if I give a nasho, I won't go like, yeah, I showed them, guys, I gave you a good show, it's like that have to die totally.
Yeah.
And then now the people that I'm working with, as before I go, before I changed,
yeah,
it's like we go into a conversation, then a person goes maybe like, Konja, do you know that it's like, if I'm not with you, you won't make it. You understand?
Yeah.
It's like I made you, you know, in that type of sense.
Yeah. What did Cook and Jam bring into your life, and what did you want to add with that in the industry?
Difference. Yeah, difference. You know, I remember one time I was in Tsumeb and I was listening to my fellow companions, guys that we sing, that are in the industry together, and I listened to. I was like, so that means if I have to come into this game, I have to go through this guy and this guy. No, man. Like, I used to walk from Komazdal to Rocky Crest.
Yeah.
Because Fredro used to stay in Rocky Crest. Then I walk, even in the night, man, you know? In the night, I just walk alone. Sometimes I walk with Maps if he's there.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm just alone and it's like, you don't really, those things really don't bother you like much. Because you know when love of something, one thing about love, when you got love of something, it overcomes everything.
Yeah.
You don't even see that, oh, I don't have cash.
Yeah.
It's like you don't care. You know, sometimes I will walk from Komazdal coming to Christian, you know,
yeah,
to come record. Maybe like Fredro says, let us meet at Christian. Then meet us net there. Maybe he got taxi money, then he just drive up until Christian, then I walk maybe from home.
Mm.
Or maybe I walk from home to Rocky Crest, then we take a cab to town.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't see those things, you know. I won't go like those were problems, because I think that if I don't concentrate on problems. And now, it's also one of the things that when I got born again, It's like I don't look at problems.
Yeah.
I just look at the bigger cake.
But of course, there have to be disadvantages. I mean, but you take it as a high point because you did it because you love that thing, you understand. So to you, for example, walking or not having taxi money, it wasn't a disadvantage or a bad thing. It wasn't like a low point.
Yeah, it had to happen. It's like it's a will of grooming you to be.
But Konja now, the born again Konja is looking at it from a positive angle, you understand? Konja, if you remember yourself from back in the day, you understand? The Konja that was not born again, that was not so spiritually attached to God and all these things. I mean, for you, what would you say were the bad things? You thought it was a good thing that you had to walk every time you wanted to make your music, you understand?
Yeah, most of the time, like when I used to walk alone, you know, when I'm just walking alone. Yeah, I'm just rapping, freestyling or things like that. I will take a paper and I write my music at my small car paper. It's like, I'm not concentrating on other things. That's why it made it so special that when the album came out, it was so different.
Yeah.
Because I could understand it. And as I was walking alone and just being alone, I was like, when it comes out, man, people are just going to say what. And it's true, because that was the desire that I wanted.
Yes, of course.
And the person who I am now and looking at what happened to that to that Konja, I'm like, I got, it's like it's connecting with who I am now.
Yeah.
That if I have a desire of something, it comes to pass, you know. I'm like, this album when it comes out, will climb up with you. And true, when it came out from the people that I found in the industry, whether the person was a ragga artist, whether it's white or whether it's like the guys just smacking these guys in their lips like, man, chapo diva diva man, you understand? Because your talent is, it's pure, man. It's something new, a new niche, you know, like
Now moving on from that, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you wanted to do on Cook and Jam that unfortunately could not happen, you understand? For example, working with a specific artist or producer or I don't know, anybody who could have done the layout, for example, for your album. Who would you have loved to work with on Cook and Jam who maybe declined or, you know, disappointed you, who you would have loved to have on that project with you?
Yeah, you know, before you come into the game, you had the first show that I went to perform was at Gaza City Lodge.
Uh-huh.
It's the first show that I went there, and I found boys, man. You know, like boys in the game. Like there's one point that I met. I saw John. You know, he was there. And I greeted, and he greeted Fredro.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know you.
You're the new kid on the block.
I was looking sloppy, man. That's it. And the guys are wearing boots, nice Timberland boots. You know, Konja is late. Hi, man. Quit down at Telele Manga, man. But me, I was like, but every time, and I just knew what was in me. You know. You know when you are a weapon, man.
Yeah. This is my strength. Yeah.
You know, and that, like that scene at the CD launch. When I just went on stage, we were doing a sound test, and I was performing without no. It's not a backtrack. It was just the beat.
Yes.
And you rap the hammer. It's like a gold mine. I was like, oh, that's very the sauce, not so ginger, you know?
Yeah.
So there's people that you must have to be.